Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Skim Show. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back together again after a long separation. We never got separated. We're back. Oh, what's this about?
I just went to the dry cleaners this morning.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for doing that.
No problem.
By the way, so Kim is, I should mention this here because why not? You're leaving me again for a week.
I'm going for 5 days on a trip.
Yeah.
Little trip to Lake Powell.
Oh, before we get too far into that, Jeannie reminds me because she just put in the chat room. We're going to be taking your live calls today.
Live calls, yeah. People.
So if you want to ask us questions, you have thoughts or feelings about anything we're saying, you want to call us out on something, you want to share a story, just want to say hi, whatever. The number is 801-471-0462, and those calls are open now. So feel free to call into the show anytime during our visit here. All right,
yep.
So going to Lake Powell for the first time.
Yeah, I've never been.
That's
Scott grew up on Lake Powell, like went every summer.
Yeah. We buried a lot of poo in Lake Powell.
Ew,
we did.
I didn't need to know that.
That's what you did. You went
now
in a
I'm
hole.
I'm going to think about that while I'm on the lake. You went in a hole?
You dug a hole, you pooped in the hole, and then you covered that hole. And then what happened at Lake Powell that nobody really foresaw happening was the water levels rose so high that we would go back like 2 years later and realize, oh my gosh, somewhere down there is all our poo. And it's gross because you're
gross.
Now swimming in that lake and water skiing and, you know, all this. And we're not the only ones. There were, you know, thousands of people going to Lake Powell every year, all dropping their business, right?
Oh, gosh, so, I can't now.
So I want you to think about that while you're there.
I don't
want
to think about that.
I want you to think about it just a little while you're there. Just while you're there.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Now, Lake Powell, of course, named after famed explorer. I forgot his name. Something Powell.
I don't even know. Somebody Powell.
Hold on. Lake Powell.
Come on, BDX1. You can do this.
Namesake. Okay. That was named. His name was Gordon Powell. Nope. Named after. Nope. Let's find it.
It isn't going to tell you.
It's going to find. It's going to have to tell me because this guy founded it.
Founded by.
Hold on. His name is. Where is the guy's name? Are you freaking kidding me? David. Nope.
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 That's not it.
I can't find it. Anyway, Emerson, Lake, and Powell. That's what it was. No. I don't know who it is. Anyway, whatever that guy's name is, he's a cool dude, and well done for him. But a million
Great
people.
Great job, Mr. Powell.
A million people.
Are we sure it was a guy?
Yeah, it was totally a dude.
Okay.
Right. It was definitely
just
not a lady.
Checking.
Well, back then, they didn't let ladies do anything cool.
They didn't let them talk.
I know. It was lame. They couldn't vote when I think.
John Wesley Powell. Just found it.
John Wesley Powell. There he is.
John Wesley
Look
Powell.
Look at that guy. Look at him all scruffy and beardy. He's probably 30 there.
Geological Survey?
Yeah. He lived
he
from.
He was the second director of the Geological Survey.
Oh, he was in office. Sorry.
From 1881 to 1894. That's a long time.
Yeah. Died in 68. Or died at 68 in 1902 in Haven Colony, Brookline, Maine. He was born in Mount Morris, New York. Anyway, the point is that guy found this place, right? And he said, I dub thee Lake Powell after me.
From Maine? That's an
from
odd
Maine.
Place to
well, they were
come
all,
this far.
They were moving west, right?
All right.
Pioneers and all that business.
That's a long way to go. Now it's a long way to go. You can go 80 miles an hour on the freeway. It's still a really long way.
You're true about that.
I'm true about that.
Yes. You're very true about it.
So anyway, it looks like Scott just rolled out of bed and started the stream.
My hair.
This is pretty.
This is partly due to you because you put some kind of goo in it.
I didn't put goo. It was product.
Product,
and
yeah.
You did it.
Product.
Product. But you did it, by the way.
I didn't
yes, you did.
Intend for this. Kid and play.
Well, this is out of bed. It's true. It's bedhead.
It's bedhead. I haven't showered yet today. But anyway, what's my point here? Oh, so it's this beautiful, almost otherworldly place. If you've ever been to Lake Powell, among the millions of people who go every year, then you know that this place is like, it's like alien town. It's like going to Mars or something. Well, you don't know because you haven't been
yet. I haven't been. Red rock everywhere, right?
Red rock everywhere, blue water.
We are going to Bullfrog, by the way.
Oh, you are going to Bullfrog.
Find that out.
That's where you want to be. That's good. The water levels are apparently way down, but I don't know what that means compared to when I was going actively as in the late 80s. So I don't know what that is.
Or how different it's going
to
be.
How different it'll be, but maybe the levels are back to where they were when I was a kid, which would be really cool because then you can see Rainbow Bridge and you can go see some of the, like Hole in the Rock is really cool. It's a place called Hole in the Rock.
Oh,
it's basically just a big hole in the rock, but there
really?
That, for there were a few years where that was just covered up.
Is it really just a hole in the rock?
Yeah, kind of. Now, the Arizona side, and he just says Page, Arizona is a dump, but the Lake Powell is great. The Arizona side, which is the Wallweep side, is not as cool. It's okay. It's just kind of more broad and spread out and rocky. It's not the same. The sand, like the red sand, is not there as much.
Okay.
But you go to the Bullfrog side, and it's like red sand everywhere.
I'm excited to see it. Yep. Excited to sleep on a houseboat. It'll be fun.
Now, I
haven't done that yet either.
I don't want you to worry about this, but with all this rain and thunderstorms that we've been having, there was a year when I was in a tent in Bullfrog, in the tent one night, and we had a sudden thunderstorm that came and rained a ton, and we started to notice, wait, were you there for this?
Never been.
Okay.
Hello, reminder.
We noticed that under the tent, things started moving.
I remember
during
the
storm. Yeah. And we got out and lifted up the tent, and about 4 or 5 rattlesnakes, full adult rattlesnakes, had gone there for cover. They'd gone there for because of the rain that would have, you know, drowned them. So they were all hiding under there. And so my brother Mark, instead of, figuring out a way to get the snakes up and out of there, and then
he just killed them all.
He just killed them all.
Okay.
With a shovel. Camp shovel,
I've killed a snake with a shovel before.
Well, yeah,
a few times.
When did you do that? When you were a kid. Mm-hmm. But what kind of snakes were they?
There were water moccasins.
Yeah.
We left the king snakes alone, but we did get a pygmy rattler once in our house.
Ooh.
And had to be killed.
And you killed that?
Mm-hmm.
What's a pygmy rattler? Just a short rattler?
Smaller. It's a tiny little rattler.
Do they prefer to be called little snakes?
I don't know. You could ask.
It's a very PC world.
First of all,
now.
I will not be camping. This is a good thing.
Right. You're going to be in a houseboat.
Second of all, it's not supposed to rain the whole week.
But you're going to be in a houseboat that was built in the 70s. You're going to be riding in what basically is that?
The same thing you were on whenever you were a kid.
What was that movie with Robert De Niro and the Scorsese movie? Cape Fear. You're going to be like Cape Fear living on the water boat.
All right. The nice part is I'm not taking anyone else with me, so I don't have to be in charge of anything.
Yeah, she's
going
She's going as a visitor. She's not in charge of food. She's not in charge of anything. This is just a last minute. Like I mentioned, my brother-in-law had a work thing come up, so he's staying here. And
so
Kim is taking his place to go with her sister, help watch her kids, just sort of be there. And Kim's not really a camper, but...
I camp every year, but I'm not a camper.
No.
I'm a hotel gal.
I'll say you're not a...
I really like room service and pools and hot tubs.
Do you like that song? I'm going to take my horse to the hotel room. Ride till I got no spoons. What? Old Town Road. Sorry. Okay.
Anyway, it's going to be a fun trip.
It will be.
Scott's going to be here with the two kids.
I mean, I love the kids. They're not the problem.
They all have to survive without me.
And all the shite you do normally that we take for granted won't be happening.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be laundry. I'll be like,
Scott's got to go pick up the dry cleaning. Sky has to do the laundry, clean the kitchen.
Yeah, I know nobody wants to hear this sad tale of how Scott struggles when you leave town.
It's so sad, right? Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going to use this. I'm going to try to look at this as a very positive opportunity to just, bond with the kids. Carter, I'm going to take Carter out for a grocery run where we plan some meals and,
go all in.
Spend some time with Nick.
This is what most everyone else does. It's just that Scott's not used to doing that.
Right.
Not that it's a bad thing. I enjoy doing all the things I do.
Yeah.
But.
Well, we'll have as much fun as we would have possible without, what I'm trying to say is, it won't be as fun as if you were here.
You'll make do.
Right. somebody, Westworlds in the chat said, or Westwords says in the chat, why are we calling? You can call for any reason today. There's no reason not to call, and there's no reason to call. It's totally up to you. I mean, so far you're all chicken.
Oh, someone says you have to write a food diary while I'm away.
Really?
And then...
Isn't TMS just my food diary?
Show me when I get back. TMS is your food diary?
Kind of
She's
is.
Like, what'd you eat today?
I mean, you just brought me a Wendy's single for no reason out of nowhere.
That's
that was
what
nice.
I do.
That was nice.
You're welcome.
I don't like cheese on it, but it's okay. You didn't know that. I avoid cheese
Can't
now.
Can't get it right.
Fast food cheese is basically just gut glue. It's bad. Don't eat
well,
it.
Well, then I won't put any... next time I'll make sure it doesn't have it.
fair enough. I probably will make a trip out to that custard place because you
Nielsen's frozen custard is the best thing out there.
You guys have never had, we got a call coming in. You guys have never had custard like Nielsen's frozen custard. It's really, really incredible. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? No, their phone's not working for some reason.
Is it not on?
Yeah, no, it's on. Hang on, caller. I'll try you again here. Oh, I know why. Mute that.
Not your fault. Mute.
Okay, try it again. Sorry. Call back. We'll see if it was. It may have been me. I don't know if it was me or not. Something weird with the way that works. I'll figure that out. Anyway, what was I saying?
What you're going to do this week.
Yeah.
We're talking about frozen custard at right. the last second there.
And there's no good movies for the kids and us to go see right now. That Godzilla thing is just apparently terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just sad.
So let's look and see what that looks like. Top box office. It did take the top spot, but only at $49 million. 39%. That's bad. Aladdin? Don't really care about it. Rocket Man? Maybe, but I want to see that with you.
Well, if you go see it with the kids, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
If Carter can go see it with you.
See John Wick again. I like that, but we've already seen it. Endgame, seen twice. Three times, I'm sorry.
There's some really good movies out, but we haven't.
Well, now it's coming.
Oh, here we go.
Let's see if this one worked. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Wes. Wes Words in chat.
Oh, hey, Wes Words. What's up? How are you?
I'm doing well. I've called in with a couple of messages for you guys for Skim.
Yeah,
I always enjoy the show.
Thanks, man. Your voice is very familiar. It must have been from those calls.
You remember.
Yeah, I totally remember his voice. What's on your mind
today?
Yeah.
Well, I was just calling one Mississippi boy, calling to a lady who grew up in Mississippi.
That's right.
I heard you guys were headed that way. Kim grew up on the coast. Is that right?
Yep. Yes. Bay St. Louis.
Bay St. Louis. Yeah. Waveland.
Oh, Bay St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to mention when you were going that way, our favorite restaurant in Bay St. Louis. Cause I know you guys are always like food recommendations.
Oh, so. Yes.
Yeah. What do you like down there?
Yeah. The best place I love to eat is a place called Trepanny's.
Oh, I've been there.
Have we been to Trepanny's?
Yeah, right on the water. Yeah. It's right on the bay. It's so good.
That sounds fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
My parents used to love going there when we go visit.
So, hold on. Is it like Southern food or what is it?
Okay. It's a, it's kind of a seafood / Cajun kind of fusion thing. So, and then they do some Italian, like they do an angel hair pasta and... My favorite was the pasta with blackened snapper and a crawfish tail sauce on top of it.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
It's so good. Hungry.
That sounds really, really good.
Yeah, that was one of my parents' favorite
My wife and I lived in Mississippi. We used to go, we would go down and birthdays and things, we would drive down and always go eat there. And it was just so good.
Yeah. Where are you located now? Are you up north or where are you at these days?
No, I live over, I live in Texas. I live, close to Beaumont, Texas.
Really good
food.
It's
probably the closest town of any size.
No, that's awesome. Well, I guarantee you, I mean, we're going to be in that area, right?
Well, we're going next June.
Oh, yeah, it's a while
it's,
off.
It's
yeah.
a year
it's like
away,
a year, but...
Oh, I thought it was... Oh, sorry. I thought it was this summer.
No,
I was
no.
Yeah,
so here's
a big family reunion coming up.
Here's why he's confused, and I don't blame him, because I keep talking about multiple family reunions.
Oh, yeah.
And there is one this August, but it's here. That's with my side. And then her side thing is down in Mississippi next June.
Yep.
So I don't think we're going to be there for a while. So hopefully Trepanny's doesn't go anywhere.
I hope not. It's really good, though. It's just it's really good food.
It sounds
been there a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And it came back after Katrina, so they're okay.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It came back after Katrina, yeah.
That's great. We should all come back after Katrina, I say. Well, been a pleasure, man. Take it easy and enjoy Texas. What do you say? What town was it?
Beaumont.
Beaumont sounds cool. Anyway, part of the reason I'm doing open calls today.
Yeah.
Is we didn't get any voicemails this week.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Or emails, really. Not really. Everybody's just busy with their early summer stuff.
Yeah, but he's usually sending us the voicemails, but called in live. So that's
that's true. We've heard it, but we've heard him before, which is why I knew his voice, but... Y'all are encouraged to do that. We would love more voicemails during the week.
I like that when you talk to someone from the South, you start saying
I
y'all.
I start doing it.
Y'all are more than welcome to call.
I can't help it. It comes out.
I know. I love it.
It totally comes out. When I'm great. Around your family, or especially when you're extended, like your uncle comes into town, mm-hmm. I start going full South. Like
same.
There's no stopping it at that point. And
usually it's when I'm mad that I do it.
Oh, yeah. Kim does it when she's mad. Yeah.
When
yeah.
I get mad, it's like, y'all are fixing to get in so much trouble. Well, and then Scott will go, did you hear what mom just said? And I won't even hear myself say it. I don't.
We can't take it seriously. How can we take that seriously? You turn all
it's
Southern.
True, it's true.
But what if I could make you mad right now? What could I do to make you mad?
I don't know.
Boob,
I know what to
boob
do to
punch
make you
right now.
Mad
boob
right
punch.
Now. I just flick oh. in.
Well, you could. I hate getting flicked.
I know.
Oh, I hate getting flicked. What is that? I have the anti-flickage.
Anti-flicker.
I don't like getting flicked.
Sounds like a terrible name.
I don't like getting flicked anywhere. On me, around me, flicking. Why is that? Why
is
that annoying
it's
me
just
so
one
much?
One of those things that you people do it to and you're like instant angry.
Oh, I know I could annoy
I
you.
Think
here,
most people,
give me your arm.
No, don't.
Come on, let me show them on the air how
don't
bad
do
it is.
You're fixing to get in trouble.
See? It's coming out. All right, speaking of, I wanted to bring up a parenting thing.
Okay.
You and I are now... We have three adult children. Nick is 19, Carter's 22, Taylor's 24, 25. Sorry. Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She just turned 25.
It's amazing what 10 years does. Like, it's, seriously, they were all just kids 10 years ago.
15 is very different from 25. Oh, my gosh.
It makes me feel, on the same time, it makes me feel old, but then on the other hand, I'm like, we're not that old.
No.
I'm still in my 40s. Well, barely. But...
I'm well into my 40s.
No, yeah, well, Kim is deep into her 40s. I'm pushing the very end of it. But still, here we are with like this weird idea of kids who are
It's changed in the last couple of years by a lot.
Yeah, by a lot. I think we were just holding on to Nick as like, oh, he'll never be old. He'll always be the tail end of this thing. But sure mm-hmm. enough, like time, like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. So anyway, the reason I bring that up, there is a tendency for... Our parents, mine and yours, and I think this is probably true of a lot of people, they get to their station in life and they look down and go, oh, how are our kids doing at the job we did? And they look at it and I think they get really scrutiny and go, well, no, scrutiny is a word. What am I trying to say? Yeah. They get very scrutinizy.
Scrutinizy? I'm not sure that's a word.
And they,
they scrutinize you.
Yeah, and they think they got all the answers and they think you're doing it wrong and they'll tell you as much. And if they don't, you can kind of tell that they're holding something in and they don't say, you know, they don't use their big words.
I have to bite my
words.
Tongue a little bit with my kids.
Exactly.
Just because they're not kids.
And that's what
they're
I wanted
adults.
That's what I wanted to come around to. I'm 100% dead set on never being that negative. Sorry, my banging on the table.
Banging, you're
my headphones make it so I can't hear. I'm
like
doing a preacher.
Never gonna do this.
Jesus. No,
yeah, you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that to my own kids. I don't want them to ever go, oh, dad thinks he knows how to do this and he's telling me what to do. Like, I want to teach myself to be better at seeing them make an obvious mistake and see it unfolding, but knowing that it's okay
it's all right.
to let
they
it happen.
To learn this. Well, it's kind of like Nick's, we've complained so much about Nick's food on the table. He'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I just don't want it to be because we have ants in our house.
Yeah.
I don't have ants in his own house.
Yeah, we don't want any
or
ants.
Or mice. Or
uncles, really. I don't want the uncles either. I'll see you flicked me, see? That's no good. Also, there's a little weird thing there.
B-Dex is right. He's like not saying, I told you so. That's a really hard thing to do sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to do when your kids are younger and when they're older. It doesn't matter.
I think it's harder when they're older because they don't need you to tell them anymore. They know already. So... Even if they're making an obvious mistake, or even not so obvious one. I'll give you an example. It's not really a mistake. But I remember back when Taylor got her giant dog, Izzy. And I said to myself, if they're going to have kids, this is going to be frustrating for them.
Yeah.
Because it's too much to handle all at once with a giant freaking needy pit bull who, you know, is totally.
Sweet as can be, but
got
yeah,
attachment
it's just a lot
issues
of,
and all this stuff.
A lot of.
She's got issues. Work. She's anxiety. Yeah. She got all these problems. So when that happened, I felt like saying, hey, you guys, just so you know, I hate to tell you, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you're going to go through all this. And then at the end of it, you're going to go, oh, shoot, we should have waited. But don't ever say I didn't tell you something. Like I had that
yeah.
temptation.
Yeah.
I didn't do it though, and I'm kind of glad I didn't, because guess what they're having right now?
Is a lot of it's a lot more work.
It's not only that, but they're trying to find a happy family for the dog.
Yeah.
Because it's too much. Like I thought and felt like saying, but did not say. So I just want to encourage everybody to try to be to try to do what I'm trying to do, and I'm sure I'll fail at it in some way here and there, but my goal is to never be that. I just want to be able to see this stuff go weird, even small
that's
stuff.
That's a choice. You have to decide that, and if you decide that now, that's going to be a little easier.
Yeah.
And having them go, Dad, shut up. You need to let it go.
Yeah, I need to let it go, and I don't want them to think I'm nosy Larry, and they'll know that I was right, but that isn't going to help anything. I would rather them know that I'm just smiling and happy for them and excited about whatever's going on, positive in their life.
You guys are going to figure this out just like we did.
And they come to me.
Kitchell or Kitchell says we do a lot of significantly raised eyebrows around here. That sounds about right. We're just like, okay, all right.
But I really don't want to have that relationship strained.
Right.
I would rather.
And I think that's the only way to. Otherwise, it will be strained by you telling them.
Make your own frickin' mistakes.
Yeah.
Come to me when you need me. Come to me when you need me. If you have need advice, they'll come to you for mom advice or whatever. They'll come to me for whatever dad advice.
I get a lot of phone calls now about the baby.
Yeah, and that's great.
And it's kind of great.
That's great. And there's never, you know, sometimes I'll be watching all of us hanging out and I'll go, well, there's a thing where if I piped in right now.
Someone's going to go, Dad, let it go.
They're going to just say, let it go. And so I'm going to. It's different when they're three because you are their steward. You are the one watching them. And if they're screwing up at three, you're supposed to step in and say, hey, Nick, you're not supposed to squirt lighter fluid on the open flame.
But by 18, they have to figure this out on their own. And hopefully you've taught them all the things they need to learn.
You hope.
You
but
hope.
The truth is you never stop learning.
That's when they ask you questions, though. When they don't, they still don't know. It's something that came up that they didn't plan for or we didn't have to suggest because we weren't sure what was going to go on then.
What I'm doing here is thinly veiling that I had a bit of a run-in with a
it's all right, let it go.
With a member of the family.
Let it go.
Where they still think I'm
let
three.
Let it go.
I'm not going to get specific.
Just let it
I'm
go.
I'm not getting specific. I'm just saying it made me think about this and so I thought it would be good to pass it on. So don't tell if your kids are 18 and up, just let them go.
Let them be good kids.
Yeah. Just let them do their thing. They'll learn on their own eventually. And when they're 49, maybe they'll get heat from somebody for no reason too. And they'll remember this. All right.
I'm about to flick you in the head again. Let it go.
No, this is good. You just don't want me to use names. You don't want me to say names.
It's okay.
All right. Well, I'm not going to say names. No, phones are still open. 801-471-0462. However, it is time for us to get into this.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
Can't help but dance a little when you hear that. You know what that is? That's Super Mario.
I know. It's
3D World. It's the fight with Bowser. Yeah. All right, hold on. Play that one. All right, foodie time. Do you have anything you did? I know you did a big taco thing yesterday.
Wasn't even tacos. It was pork carnitas, but I did make a really big batch for a party.
Graduation
for a friend
party
of ours. Yep. Just graduated. University of Utah. Mm-hmm. Really cool.
Yep, very cool.
His master's, so that was awesome.
Yep. He's going into game development and help design a game that will be on Steam in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Super cool. So I made it was for about 60 people, so I made a really big batch of pork carnitas, but I didn't broil it at the end. You know, you broil it at the end and make it all crispy and crunchy for tacos. I just basically made pulled pork with that flavor.
Yeah, it was like taking the carnitas and using it like a sloppy joke on it.
Yes, so it still
turned
had
out really good.
All the lime juice in it, and the oranges were cooked with it, and Coca-Cola was cooked with it. And
yeah, Kim used Coke. Is that like a Southern thing to do, or
no,
what
it's
is that?
In a lot of the recipes, it just has all the sugar in it you need instead of adding sugar to it.
Oh, okay. Well, I would normally add sugar.
Carbonation breaks down the meat. Really
I'll say you reached in there and pulled out like a bone, like a hip bone from the pig or whatever, and all the meat just went blah, fell off.
It just
off
falls
of it.
Right off the bone. It's awesome because I use bone-in pork butt actually.
Bone-in pork butt.
Bone-in pork butt.
That was my porn name in the 90s.
Better than your wrestling name.
Yeah. Well, I went from wrestling, and they said, "Boy, you know what you really should be doing? You should be doing porn." But no, it was very good, and people had it on buns. And there was other food there and things, but it was really very good. Yeah. Yesterday was weird.
Made a fantastic Oreo cake.
Oh, I didn't have the Oreo. Yeah, was that the Oreo cake?
The frosting that had Oreo in it.
Oh, shut up. I had no idea.
So good.
That was fantastic. Oh, my gosh. I thought it was just chocolate something. But you're right. It kind of had a...
It had a chocolate cake and then it had an Oreo frosting. On the four layer, it was like this tall.
Is that why the frosting was like the stuffing? Yeah. It's like an Oreo stuffing.
Had all of it in there.
That's weird. That's so
true. It was really good.
Okay. Well, yesterday was weird because we had two of these.
Oh, two big events.
We had a baby blessing thing earlier in the day.
Yep.
Which is why if people saw that picture I put up on Twitter of me in a tie, that's why. And we were there for that thing. And then that thing had a whole pulled pork business thing happen. Mm-hmm. And then we had to go. We got home. I had to do There Will Be Dungeons. Did that. And then ran right over to this park to this graduation thing where you had already been working it. And then again, more pulled pork.
Yeah. But they also had a Sloppy Joe mix they had going for
I had one of those.
I know.
It was good. And do you guys know the spiral, like summer salad-y kind of pasta salad?
With
is that just called pasta salad?
It's just pasta salad with pepperoni and all the
With little pepperonis in it,
peppers and olives and all that. Oh, it was good.
Dude, I could eat that all
day. The cheese.
That's so good.
You had cheese.
I did have some cheese, which is why today I'm a little farty. Now, not since you've been standing here.
Oh my gosh.
You've been here fine. Everything's been fine. You'd know, trust me.
It's been fine so far.
Yeah,
so I didn't know that was a problem
today. So far, we're doing just fine. Don't you kids worry your little heads. I think that's kind of it today. There's not a lot going on except you leaving town.
Not a lot going on.
No. And then what else happens after that? I guess you've got that girls' camp thing coming up.
That's in July. And then your birthday party in July.
Yep.
And then a family reunion in August.
Yeah, possible another Vegas trip in August. And
that's right. Gosh, summer's going to come and go fast.
I'm performing another fan wedding.
Which is so cool.
It's pretty cool. So that's happening in August. August is nuts. What are we doing with August? I think we're overdoing August a little bit.
Nah, we'll be fine.
All right.
This is our normal. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Also, I wanted to put out a question to anybody who has a dog and a dog that's like leans on, likes to chew things. What are your tips and tricks for anti-chewing?
We need some suggestions because we do have a chewer. She's now...
She's Chewish. She's a Chewish
she's
princess.
She's now nearly a year old and has all of a sudden started chewing more things than she used to.
Yeah, this is Boomer and she just upticked.
She just upticked to chewing on pillows with leather edges on them.
Oh my gosh.
Which is not good.
No.
Especially since it was a down pillow and all of a sudden you start seeing feathers.
She likes to walk up to... We have a recycling bag in the kitchen. She likes to walk up to that, nose around in there, find something she thinks is awesome, pull it out,
and then run around
the house and chew it. And like, it's just a thing, and I don't know what to do. Oh, okay. Active parenting.
We do that. We make
what
sure
are
someone's
Nyla bones?
Out. So, they're like a nylon. It's like the
nylon. Well, that'll give her nylon. Another string poo. Like
no,
she
no, no,
had.
No, no, different, oh. different than that. It's like the red ones that Izzy chews on. She can't chew.
Oh, the rubbery ones.
Yes,
the ones that look like sex toys.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
They do. There's this big, massive black freaking bone upstairs that every time I see it, I'm a little embarrassed. I see it on the floor and go, oh, okay. Like, I have to remind myself that that's a dog treat.
Okay.
And not somebody's freaking, you know.
Yeah, see people. Wow. Seriously?
Well, that's what they.
Is that where you had to go?
No,
with that?
I don't have to go there. That's just what it is. It's what I see when I see it. It looks like a big ween. But anyway, so Nyla bones, we should get some of those. We've been giving
look,
them
a subscription box called Bully Make. So they have the bullies.
Oh,
the bully sticks.
Those stink.
Those are
though.
Great.
They stink.
Well, they're not bad. I
depends
got the,
on the brand.
Non-stinking ones.
Because you know what those are? They're bull penises. They are. They're from bull penises. And that's fine, except the ones you sometimes get they just reek. See, like these. Yeah, these are okay. But Kim buys a brand that's pretty good. I don't want to do a box though, because then that's going to be like random. Here's a new toy. It's like getting loot crate or something.
A lot of people really like that.
You're looking very disappointed at me.
Because you have a subscription for your stuff.
I don't have a subscription to any boxes.
No. People subscribe to your stuff.
Oh, it's because we're giving them these horrible shows that we do.
I'm saying you probably don't want to knock those.
Go to patreon.com/ frogpants and contribute today. Well, I don't send them a box, like a rando box.
Oh, that's true.
I don't do any of that. It's all very specific stuff. But anyway, the bully sticks, they like, and she will chew on, but she'll eat them and they're gone in 5 seconds. She doesn't mess around and leave it for a few days like Rainer does.
No, it's true. They said it's not Belief Sticks. That subscription is not. So we'll look into it.
Oh, this is interesting. Encouragement sometimes die while they chew. Oh, Sidian's got a good job, good idea. Well, this is good. Look at Sidian with the info.
I know. That's awesome.
I mean, he's always pretty smart, but...
We also go outside when she goes outside. So I make sure she doesn't chew on anything I've planted or any of the sprinkler systems. So that's good.
I like how that sounded. We go outside when she goes outside. We pee when she pees. Yeah, see? Oh, he's raised lots of dogs, he said. All right. Well, I'll take your advice there, buddy boy.
Someone asked, is Kim your wife? Really?
Who asked that? Jump. Oh, I've never heard of him. Jump Float 29. Yes, we're married.
Yes, we're married.
And she's gorgeous, he says.
Oh, thank
Ooh,
you.
Not bad for mid-40s.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to flick me again? Don't flick me again. I hate getting flicked. Oh, freak. What is it about flicking?
I don't know. I really enjoy it, though.
I know, but I hate it.
I enjoy it whenever you've gone.
I haven't gone too far. I don't know what's going on. Well, it's nice to see you jump float. Yes, we've been married. Not only were we
Thanks
married.
Thanks for being here.
We've been married for 26 freaking years, man.
Jeannie says, Kim's going to punch him as soon as the stream ends.
It feels like it. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. All right. Thank you all for joining us.
You guys are great.
You guys are great. We'll be back,
Next Monday.
Next Monday? You'll be home.
I'll be home.
She gets home Saturday, so not really gone that long.
It's
Saturday?
All
Sunday.
Sunday.
Saturday. Sunday?
Sunday. Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday. It is Sunday. I've been telling people Saturday.
Is it doesn't Sunday? Really matter.
I guess
I'll be back
matter.
On Monday for the All show.
Right. And I'm going to clean. Well, you're going to come home to the cleanest house.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to have a good attitude about all this.
Yes.
Jeannie's like, I need to survive till Sunday. I will. I got this. Thank
Carter
you all.
And Nick have told me they're going to take care of you.
Oh, good. Well,
so that's good.
Then there's that. Thank you all for joining us. Again, patreon.com/frogpants is where you can support this show and other stuff like it on the Frog Pants Network. You can also send us your emails by going to the site, frogpants.com/skim. All our old episodes are there and links to everything you'd need to get it. And
Michelle says you need to hire a cleaner before I get home.
Oh, I could do. Well, that's expensive, though, isn't
We've
it?
We've never hired a cleaner before.
No, not once in our lives.
No.
I've never paid for a haircut either, as you can tell.
Wait a minute.
Cut my hair. On that note, everyone have a great week.
See ya.
See you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
We need some suggestions because we do have a chewer. She's now...
She's Chewish.